Extraterrestrial contact. UAP sightings never seem to stop. If we count all the sightings, we can only come to one conclusion, even with some being mistake identifies. That conclusion is there are an incredible number of extraterrestrials coming to this planet, and probably the word is spreading about Earth to even more races. I have to admit, it would be interesting to know why we are so popular and have been for so long. If we look into the subject even more deeply, we find there could be a reason that would make us interesting to them. The clue is in what a couple of so-called extraterrestrials have called us, and that was containers. If we interpret this to mean we get our consciousness from somewhere else and not from inside our brains or other areas, maybe that interests them. Recently, scientists have started to believe our consciousness does come from somewhere else. Some believe it is from our soul, and because of this we actually never die, only our body does. I have to admit it, I also believe this. I not only believe this because I am a religious person, but because of the experiences I have had. Perhaps this is not true for the extraterrestrials, and that is why there have been so many abductions. It may have done so experiments could be conducted on us to find the answer to this mystery. There have been many abductions which seem to travel the same path, which seems to indicate they are all looking for the same thing, whatever that is. We know there are disinformation machines turning out lie after lie. We also know most of the lies have to do with hiding the fact UAPs, or at least some of them, are not from the Earth. Why couldn't the story we keep hearing about why the abductions are being conducted also be a lie? The real question is, why would the lie be about aliens not be able to reproduce and are using humans to make hybrids to help their race survive, be told? One thing I have noticed about the UAP problem and extraterrestrials is there is some sort of tie-in with religion by some of those trying to keep the secrets. This became very obvious when some in the Pentagon said some demons were coming to Earth. I laughed at first when I heard this because it sounded like something an uneducated person from the Middle Ages would say, but as I thought about it, I began to realize if this is what these people actually thought, we were in a lot of trouble. Picking the word demon to use means those people must believe somehow the devil is involved, and they might believe some or all UAPs were coming from hell. Would you want people with power in the government thinking this way? I know I wouldn't. One thing is for sure, if science could prove our consciousness lives on after death, it sure would make a lot of people ease their fear of dying. When some people are asked what they would ask an extraterrestrial, if they had a chance, many have said they would ask them about God or religion. Somehow some people equate an advance in technology with learning more about God. I do not believe this is the case. What I do believe is something the aliens believe might be the same or similar to what we believe, while others might be entirely different. As far as scientific knowledge of religion, I just don't think we would learn anything from them. There seems to be a wall which no living entity will be able to get over until they die. One thing we are going to have to get used to is the fact we probably are going to make contact soon with aliens. One of the problems we are going to have, among many others, is the less the aliens look like us, the harder it may be to meet with them. We might even find some of them disgusting looking. We will have to learn how to be able to face them, and all may not be able to do this. According to some witnesses, some extraterrestrials have been able to disguise the way they look. This could help. Putting aside the chance of germs and such, we may not think the same way they do. What might seem trivial to us may not seem that way to them. They might even have some sort of ceremony they perform for different reasons, such as some cultures on Earth do. I believe one of the things we may have to expect is their senses might be more powerful than ours. They may be able to hear, smell and see things we just can't. Worst of all, they may be able to read our minds. Can you imagine a human politician conversing with an extraterrestrial like that? It might be a steady stream of lies, and they might all be detected. This would not lead to very good relations in the future. Why would I say that about reading our minds? I said it because of all the cases of abduction where the aliens were able to paralyze humans just by using their brains. There is a flip side to all this, and it is not only might extraterrestrials be able to read our minds, they might be able to also plant thoughts in them and wipe out thoughts. Many abductees report lost time. Could this be from a mental wipe, or was a device used? We don't know the answer to this question. If we finally do make contact with extraterrestrials, and they get out of their UAP of the type which has been described for many years flying through our skies, what will this mean for our government? I believe it will be the final straw which breaks the back of the agencies denying UAPs are alien. To put it tastefully, they will all have to find new jobs because the cat will be out of the bag. I just hope the nonsense of nations preparing for war against each other will stop at that point, and nations don't try to get powerful races of extraterrestrials on their side against other nations. It could turn out to be another arms race, especially if the aliens fall for it. We have to hope they are above all this stuff and totally against war. There may be many advantages for us in the future, but we may also have to give things up before being allowed to join in alien organizations.